This is KCUR 89.3. This weekend, Mexican communities all over the world will celebrate the Day of the Dead as families will gather to honor loved ones who have passed. As popular culture continues to embrace the holiday, one community in Kansas City, Kansas is taking the opportunity to bring an entire city together with a parade. KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports.
The idea for Mexico City's very first Día de los Muertos parade came from a 2015 James Bond movie. In the opening scene of Spectre, Daniel Craig weaves through a massive Day of the Dead parade in Mexico City in pursuit of his target. The next year, Mexican officials made it a reality.
And it really created an impact that today several places have taken this idea.
Edgar Galicia is with the Central Avenue Betterment Association. He took the idea to Kansas City, Kansas, and launched the first Day of the Dead parade down Central Avenue last year. It was such a success, participation has more than doubled. Danny Gonzalez is leading a group of 20 volunteers to paint people's faces like calaveras, the colorful decorated skulls that are typical of Day of the Dead celebrations. Sitting at Sabor Centroamericano, a restaurant along the parade route, she said last year's parade allowed her to share her culture with strangers.
Some people would even ask us about it, like while I was painting faces, they'd be like, can you explain why, you know, we paint the faces?
The answer to that for Gonzalez is about creating a physical connection with loved ones that have already passed away.
You have to, like, accept that death is kind of a part of your life.
That comfortable, intimate relationship with death is what attracts Jessica Riviera to Day of the Dead. She's from El Salvador and was used to a darker, ominous image of death.
When you say La Muerte, it's like you imagine the guy with the big thing, the Sharpie thing.
The Grim Reaper?
Yes, yeah. And then all covered in black and with a big old ugly face. It's scary.
Riviera is drawn to the Mexican depiction, the elegant Katrina, the tall lady skeleton in a big hat decked out in marigolds and rich colors. Her Katrina was such a hit last year, she's organizing more than a dozen Katrinas that will mill around the crowds. A few of them gathered on a recent Thursday to practice their makeup and hand out flyers at a zombie Zumba event. Natalie Martinez-Vowell said in Colombia, where she's from, they don't celebrate Día de los Muertos, but here she feels like part of the tradition.
No, it's for the greater community. And I think it's about learning about what these celebrations are. And by being part, you can also see more beyond the dress up, the sugar skulls.
Megan Painter, another Katrina this year, said all kinds of people line up on the parade route.
It doesn't matter who you are, you're going to line up for candy and you're going to see things that you've not seen before. And, you know, KCK doesn't have a majority, and so it's a beautiful mix of minority, and I think that's probably why we have so many celebrations.
Kansas City, Kansas has a lot of parades during the year. Aside from the Día de los Muertos parade, there's a Silver City parade, a Central Avenue parade, a Polski Day parade, and Cinco de Mayo, each celebrating a different culture within the city. Edgar Galicia, the man behind the Day of the Dead parade, says these celebrations show the rest of the metro, the vibrant community that lives here, because KCK hasn't always been a destination.
Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas in specific, has gone through an evolution. Yes, we had hard times. Yes, we had a lot of crime. Yes, we had challenges with government and politics.
Galicia believes that just having people line Central Avenue, a street they might otherwise avoid, can begin to change that perspective.
The craziest part of it is that we ourselves hold a deeper negative opinion of ourselves than the rest of the people. So we need to reverse that, and these type of events help us do that.
Galicia is especially proud of this celebration because, unlike other Día de los Muertos celebrations across the city that are well-funded, this one is the product of a community volunteering its time and energy. And this time around, the Día de los Muertos celebration got another boost from the big screen with the movie Coco. Galicia says he's happy that people from all over can share this part of his culture. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.
Our love for each other will live on forever. In every
KCK's Day of the Dead parade is tomorrow evening at 6 at Central Avenue and 7th Street. Festivities will begin at 3.